In this hour, a closer look at the law proposed by the Federal Council to allow banks to disclose information to US authorities without breaking Swiss laws on secrecy. Public reaction to the news has been mixed, but most commentators declaring it another nail in the coffin of banking secrecy in Switzerland. Now, is that an overreaction? Well, Dr. Peter Victor Kunz is a professor of business law at the University of Bern. He's an advisor to the government on the tax dispute with the US, and he believes that those who think this is the end of secrecy have got it wrong.
No, quite to the contrary. The banks are not allowed in their contacts with US authorities to deliver bank information regarding the customer. We are talking only about business information, what they do in the USA, about the names of their employees, the names of lawyers, but the names and information about their customers, the banking clients, they cannot be delivered by the banks to the states. So the states, if they want to know about US people being clients of Swiss Bank, they have to go through the regular procedure based on the double taxation treaty.
Okay, so that's business as usual there, information on request only.
Absolutely. So you can say banking secrecy is 1%, 100% uphold.
All right, well, that's probably good news for Swiss banks, but not necessarily for bank employees. Mm-hmm. It's now clear that their names will go to US authorities. Yep. The government seems to be saying to them, look, you're on your own. Do you think they're being offered enough protection?
Well, you know, that's actually the most critical part of the whole Lex USA, if you like. There is an uncertainty what will happen to the banking employees. But this is, if you like, the responsibility of the banks. They have a fiduciary duty toward their own employees. And for this particular reason, the Swiss government provides that the banks have to enter into contracts with the unions of the employees. So the new law will provide for a certain degree of protection on behalf of the banking employees, for instance, that the banks have to pay for their lawyers' costs. In my personal view, that is a good protection, but you never know what will happen.
No, indeed. And we might talk about the other legal aspects of this case. We may not be handing over client information, but it seems certain that there will be fines and implications, financial implications, for the banks from the information they hand over. What do you know about the size and scale of that reaction from the US authorities?
Well, I'm not quite sure whether or not you know that I was advising the Swiss government.
Yes, I was aware of that. Yes.
Okay. Therefore, you probably will understand that I'm restricted in what I can tell you and what I cannot tell you. Mrs. Schlumpf yesterday was very strict to not talk about the U.S. program as such, and fines and so on are, of course, provided in that program. So I'm not in a position really to speculate about it.
I do understand. Okay, let me try another question. There's a perception out there, and if you read today's editorials, it comes through rather strongly, that the U.S. has had it all its own running on this. They dictated the position and Switzerland concurred. Is that how you read it?
No, absolutely not. I was a little bit surprised about all this critic coming forward today. From one side, the media, of course, the journalists are frustrated because they don't really have a lot to talk about today because they don't know the details. On the other side, the politicians who are in uproar, this is a political side. Quite honestly, I think the deal that we have here is good news both for Switzerland and for the banks. And I really hope that the politicians do not destroy it because it's about their political ego.
Well, let's talk about the political reaction. It's not a law yet. It has to go to the Council of States on Monday and then the National Council later on. How do you think they will respond to this?
Well, I think when the politicians have a couple of days to really seriously reflect about what's going to happen, they will calm down. That's usually the case in Switzerland.
Well, we'll find that out soon enough. That's before Parliament next week. Dr. Peter Victor Kunz is a professor of business law at the University of Bern and an advisor to the government on the tax dispute with the US.